This is where we're at. Unfortunately. This goes for modern women. If you're a real one, if you're a real woman, which is rare, you can just take yourself out of this equation. There should be no reason to be offended. So if you're offended, then you're probably lacking in some departments that you shouldn't be. So yeah. Modern women of today literally lack femininity so much, which empowers them more than anything else. They think the opposite. They think, let's go against our femininity and let's be powerful, which leads you chronically single, a future with cats, no happiness, no nothing, you're miserable. Chronically single. I'm going to explain why femininity is so powerful. The women that I've been with in my life, while I was with them, they were their most feminine, which is why I was with them. But here's the thing. Some of these women faked their femininity. And you might say, how can you fake that? Let me tell you something, bro. These women can fake femininity. They can. And as you spend enough time with them, you start to realize this so-called woman is not comfortable in her femininity. There's probably underlying problems, causes, issues that's causing her to not be able to be fully comfortable in her femininity. Damage. I'm talking extreme damage, bro. I've seen some things, man. I've seen some things that a lot of people don't see. You would whatever you can think in your head right now, times that by about 10. You have no idea about it. You have no fucking idea. So my point is, while I was with these women, and they were feminine, things were good. I viewed them in a very high regard. I loved them at the time. Things get so out of hand, things get so out of whack. Your feelings start to change. When a woman starts to be disrespectful, it's hard to continue to view her the same. You start to resent, like resentment starts to grow as a woman continues to be disrespectful because of her own traumas and damage and incapabilities. They're not capable of being that feminine woman that you need as a man. In the time being, it was so powerful for them that I done so much for them. That's how powerful it is. As long as a woman is feminine, she's going to naturally get a man to literally do everything for her. When a woman is in her masculine, a man isn't gonna wanna do a damn thing for her. He's not gonna feel like doing it. He's not gonna feel called to do it. Because he views you as like, I don't even know what to view them at the time, bro. It's just like, you're just shaking your head because it's not even right. Like, the actions and the behaviors you see coming out of these women at the time, it's just embarrassing. It's like, where's the person that I was once attracted to, loved, cared? Where did that go? Well, I'll tell you where it went. They put on their best performance to be that because they knew they could get you if they were being that way. And that's exactly why they could not keep you, because they could not keep up their facade. They're not that feminine woman all the time. In fact, they put up a front. Now you don't get that at all. You don't get that sweet girl that you used to get, that you would have done anything for. They become like that. You start to resent them. You start to not want to do anything for them. And then they ask you why you've changed. They start to ask you those questions. But you're asking them, where's that person I met at the first? They will try to project that onto you so hard, bro. It's not even funny. Like, it's insane. They become overly argumentative, masculine, aggressive. They try to assert some dominance. They try to start to run the show. Like, bro, like it gets extremely bad. It gets extremely out of hand. And it happens rather quick. These are women who are not comfortable being in their femininity for their own deep-rooted insecurities and traumas. That's what it comes down to. Some of them, bro, wish they could, but they just can't. Like, there's something in their soul. There's like a demon that's taken over them that's making them be that way. Like, super defensive, and then they become masculine, and it's just like, you now start to grow resentment for that person. You don't even want to be around them, bro. You don't want to be seen with them. You don't want to be around them at all. And you certainly don't want to do things for them. You just start to feel stupid when you continuously have to start doing, like, you got to keep doing the maybe little things for them, but you're starting to not want to do even the little things for them. And that's when it comes to an end. So does this make sense? How femininity is so powerful for women? They can literally attract multimillionaires, billionaires, because they can be that and they can stay that, and it's exactly what a man wants. A woman can get far more being in her femininity than she ever will being masculine and trying to be dominant and rude and equality, feminism, and all this BS. It's not in the Bible. Where does it say in the Bible that a woman has to step up to a man's level and try to dominate a man? Where does it say that in the Bible? Because that is what these masculine women are doing today, and it's just utterly embarrassing. It's embarrassing. You are literally shortcoming yourselves. That's all you're doing. You're ruining your own life. All the blessings that you should have got over the years, you haven't got them. And you're not getting them right now. And it's because of who you've become. A monster. They don't want to hear that, boy, but it's the truth. What even are you? We don't even know what you are. They want to act feminine sometimes, but then be crazy. And they blame it on being emotional. I've heard that line before. You start to call them out for their crazy, erratic, masculine, dominant behavior. The whole time you're just disgusted. You're letting them know what they're doing. And their excuse is, I'm just emotional. You're not soft. You're not soft. They won't admit to being masculine. When you call them out for that, bro, because it's kind of embarrassing for some women to be known as masculine. No woman out here that looks good Maybe some brute mongler of a woman wouldn't care that she's masculine, but no woman that looks good is gonna wanna be considered masculine, and they deflect it even though they're acting like that. They just deflect it and say something else. They use a different word. Oh, I'm just emotional. Nah, you're masculine. And it's embarrassing. I feel embarrassed just being around you. So that's the thing. Women do not understand the power in their own femininity today. And it's their own loss, bro. We try to tell them, we all try to tell them, and not enough guys are telling women how it is. And just letting them be however, and that's a huge downfall, because we need more men stepping up, you know, putting their foot down and saying how it is, because we have always led since the beginning of time, and we have to stop letting women just be this way. And one of us can't do it. We all have to do it. If all men stepped the fuck up, all of this stuff would come to an end. I'm telling you now. It would. Women need us so much more than you guys think. And the fact that y'all are just giving them that much power is why this stuff is happening. Because, bro, if you give a child the keys to the car, go drive the car today, son. He's young. He don't have his license. It's wrong, but guess what? He's gonna do it. If I was a kid, I would do it. Because you're giving the kid the right to do something wrong, even when they shouldn't do it. You guys are letting women act this way a lot of the time, and you're not doing nothing about it. Let me tell you something right now. This behavior was presented in front of me. I did something about it. I put a stop to it. Literally, things ended because I put a stop to it. A lot of guys can't do it. They'll continue to accept bad, crazy behavior, and they won't do nothing about it. This is a huge problem in the world. If every dude stepped up, women would be forced to get in line and act right. Now, there's needles in the haystacks of women in the world that know how to act. Most don't today. Most modern women don't know how to act today. And it's evident. So, as men, y'all have to do a better job of telling women like it is, but a lot of you won't, because you're scared of losing the little itsy bitsy option of a woman that you have around. That's the thing. Why not have 50 around? You think you're gonna care if you stop talking to one? You think you're gonna care if you stop talking to 20? No. For a man to be a man and to become the prize and to become a somebody, you will put yourself in a position where you can demand the best out of a woman. And if you get the best from a woman, you're going to be your best for the woman. She's going to be happy. You're going to be happy. It's a win-win-win-win-win situation all the way around the board. And this is what we need more of in today's society, because things is out of hand. Like, completely out of hand. Modern women bring nothing but problems to the table. It's not even about what they bring. It's not that we need them to bring things to the table. It's almost like we need you to be less. We need you to be doing less. We need you to stop talking so much. We need you to start acting accordingly. We need you to know your place. So bring less to the table, actually. And I've had a conversation with this with a woman a while ago, bro, which is now done. Because these conversations have been brought up. What do you want from me? What do you want from me? It's not about what I want. It's about the things you're doing that has to stop. That's what you can bring to the table. You can show up for me and be your best. You can show up for me like you did in the beginning, and you can be freaking nice. And I didn't say it like this to them. I said it a little bit nicer than that, but you guys know damn well I say it like it is. And I said it like it was then. I just didn't curse at the person. I just didn't, you know, a little bit nicer. But I let them know exactly how it is. It's not even about what you bring. It's about your behavior. It's about the things that you're doing that you shouldn't be doing. So if you can bring better behavior to the table, which costs you $0.00, we'll be just fine. Bring some sweetness. Bring some femininity. Bring some care. Bring some kindness. Bring some compassion. Bring some nurturing. It costs $0.00. And you want to know something? It costs a man an arm and a leg to have a woman around. Especially in today's day and age. So that's much harder than bringing things naturally to the table that you don't even have to do any effort on. Like, it's not even effort. It's how you naturally should act. We can't even get that today, bro, because all modern women bring to the table is problems, is their baggage, is the things that's went wrong with them in their past life. Like, guys, they bring the whole kitchen sink. They depend on a man to fix them and to fix their traumas and everything else. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. You put most things in front of me and I'm going to fix it, I'll tell you one thing I can't fix, and that's a traumatized woman. I can't fix that. You think I could fix a traumatized woman? God couldn't fix her, and you think I can fix her? I can't fix that. I can support you. If your mental health is bad, I can support you. I can, you know, give you some kind words, some, you know, some support like that. I can give you a hug. I can, you know, you can come to me. I can give you a hug. I can tell you it's going to be okay to keep on fighting. I can give you words of encouragement. I can't get in your fucking body and fight your trauma and your demons for you. That's something I can't do. So you put most things in front of me and I'm going to fix it. There's certain things that can't be fixed. There's certain things that we have to fix ourselves. So this is the crazy world we find ourselves in, bro. It's absolutely insane. The level of delusion. The trial and error, you know, it's a hell of a thing. These types of women, bro, bring zero femininity and a bunch of problems. You know what that means? That means you are better off single than in that situation. You're better off talking to a bunch of different women, if you want, to at least get some femininity, to at least get something, rather than focused on one woman who's damaged. You can focus on a woman who's a real woman. That's the prize at the end of the day. That's the real shit. But nowadays, bro, you look around and it's like, man, I would never commit to that. I almost wouldn't even be seen with that in public, let alone commit. It's honestly embarrassing, bro. Like, we rarely ever tell women the truth. And it's why everything is so crazy. I really believe it. I really believe if we told more women how it is, it'd be a better world. And we should be telling them a lot younger, because they get to a certain age, bro, and they behave that way for such a long time. There ain't no change in that. There ain't no change in them when it gets to a certain point, and that's who they're going to be. They're engraved in that person they've become, like a masculine man or something, bro. Like, they're engraved in that person they've become. They're fighting tooth and nail, and they're just, that's who they are. Nothing you could say could possibly bring them back. And those are the ones that are cooked. And if you end up with something like that, you will be cooked as well. No man should have something like that in his life. Those women, bro, are destined to be single with cats. Like, you would never work with a woman like that, bro. You know you wouldn't. You know for a fact you would not. The damage is impeccable. And, those types can act feminine all they want in the beginning, but the truth comes out. And, you see something that you need to see, and you have to live by what you just saw, and you have to get rid of what you have in your life now, which is a damaged woman who is masculine, that don't know how to be in her feminine, that don't know how to respect a man. That's the most important point. They don't know how to respect a man. Like, the disrespect starts, and you can't do nothing to her, bro. What are you gonna do? Lay a hand on her? No. No. And they know you won't. They know you won't do that. That's why they act so crazy. But if that was one of your bros acting that way towards you, bro, you'd throw him through a fucking wall. Like, what are you doing? And you'd chuck him through a wall. Bro, you can't do that to a woman. That's the exact reason why they act that way. That's their woman empowerment. They hide behind sets of rules. Because they know, you do that, your life is over. They would literally take that hit just to ruin your life. You guys have to understand. Women are using every little single thing to their advantage today, every rule. They're manipulating their way to where they want to get to today, guys. These types of women. Not real women. These types, modern women. They're all doing it. So, you're not even safe today dealing with a woman. At first, she comes off sweet. At first, she comes off feminine. At first, she comes off and tells you everything you want to hear. Like, you're the best thing ever, and oh my God, like, I finally met you and all this stuff. It's going seemingly well until it's not. So, unfortunately for us guys, we can't even believe what we see at first from a woman. Because time is going to tell. This is exactly what women don't want you to know. At least these modern women. Real women don't care, because they're not putting up that front. They're going to be exactly who you need them to be. And you're going to be who they need you to be. They have nothing to hide. But these other manipulative creatures, bro, they're going to hound dog your life, but they're coming in sniffing. They're coming in sniffing for value, just looking around like a fucking hyena. Oh, yes. And they act all feminine because they know that's going to get them in. They know that's going to get them fed. They know that's going to get them the food. And then their vicious, ugly side comes out. And you witness that live in real time. That's when resentment grows. That's when you cut them off. That's when you end everything with them. And that's when they go and do it to somebody else. And it's a repeating cycle, because they're traumatized. They don't know how to be in their femininity. They have walls up. They are cooked, my guy. They are cooked. So just be glad that you're a man right now that has his shit together. You might be single, but I'll tell you something right now, brother. At least you're not cooked. At least you have everything to gain. They don't. All they can do is manipulate and fail in every situation they get themselves in. And it's what's going to happen. That's it. Don't forget to come follow me on IG, guys. Exact same username as here on YouTube. And with that being said, I'll see y'all in the next. God willing, God bless. Stay safe, and we'll see y'all at the top.